October 14, evidence of our allegiance. If ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 15. Let this point be fully settled in every mind. If we accept Christ as a Redeemer, we must accept Him as a ruler. We cannot have the assurance, the perfect confiding trust in Christ as our Savior, until we acknowledge Him and are obedient to His commandments. Thus we evidence our allegiance to God. We have then the genuine ring in our faith. It works by love. Speak it from your heart. Lord, I believe Thou hast died to redeem my soul. Thou hast placed such a value upon my soul as to give Thy life for mine. I give my life and all its possibilities and all my weakness into Thy keeping. The will must be brought into complete harmony with the will of God. To thee the invitation is given, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Christ has rest for all who will wear His yoke and learn His meekness and lowliness of heart. Here we are taught restraint and obedience. In this we shall find rest. Thank God that in humility and obedience we shall find just that which we all need so much, the rest that is found in faith and confidence and perfect trust. We must not manufacture an oppressive yoke for our necks. Let us take the yoke of Christ and in entire obedience draw with Him. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. John 15:10. This is the yoke which Christ invites us to wear, the yoke of obedience. Can we not say, Lord, I take Thee at Thy word, I receive Thy promise. I come to Thee because I need Thee as a personal Savior. I must have an abiding Christ. I am dependent on Thee. Thou art mine. Christ says, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, not in pretense, but with a whole mind, heart, soul, and strength, he it is that loveth me. John 14:21. This is the true test of character. We must be doers of the word.